Alaska's Director of Public Utilities, Dan Winters, presented the City Council with different options for providing residents with energy relief. They range from short-term utility bill rebates to long-term investments in conservation. The first option is a $51 monthly rebate for every residential electric bill. The program would cost the city $500,000 and last for 14 months. Though this would provide immediate relief to residents, Winters favors a longer-term solution, adding $1 million to the Cost of Power Adjustment Fund, or COPA. COPA helps the utility compensate for changing fuel costs. Adding money to the COPA would stabilize the cost per kilowatt hour, which normally fluctuates, and stabilize your monthly bill. COPA only applies to residential meters.
It's easy to implement, and I think for the worst times for the electrical bills during the cold season and the high fuel prices, it's going to help out more, and I think it'll last longer.
The reduction on your power bill would vary depending on the amount of electricity you use and the cost of fuel that month. Another option, which is already being considered as an ordinance, is a sales tax exemption for up to 200 gallons of residential heating fuel per month for 1 year. City Councilmember Roger Rowland liked the idea, but not the cap.
And I'm worried about that we're shooting ourselves in the foot by limiting it to 200 gallons, that the drivers will be making more trips and the fuel company selling will have to raise the price so they can afford to pay their drivers.
The city would lose about $70,000 in revenue for the year. Other options explored conservation-focused individual-level and community-wide solutions. For individuals and families, the city is considering offering 50% rebates for purchasing Energy Star-rated appliances or matching state rebates for pre-approved home weatherization projects. The council wants to explore these options further, but Rowland commented that they would not be as beneficial for renters. At the community level, Winters suggested fully funding waste heat recovery units for the power plant.
The waste heat recovery unit is a exotherm unit that takes the hot water that's made from the diesel engines and basically turns it into electricity.
The units would initially cost about $2.1 million. With an annual savings of $400,000, they would pay for themselves in just over 5 years. That savings would translate into rate reductions for customers. Winter says he's already looking for grant money for the project, but is having difficulty finding sources. If the city appropriates money for the project now, the system could be up and running by the spring. The last option is putting $5 million from the general fund towards the powerhouse renovation project so that the city does not need to bond. That would amount to a 1 cent per kilowatt hour saving.
To tell you the truth, I really don't think they'd see it, because the fuel prices are going to go up. If they do go up, they're not going to see that penny.
All of the options are still being discussed. Roland says this is a necessary move to help keep the town healthy.
We want good people here in town, and we want them to stay here, and we want the town to be attractive, and that's one way to make it attractive is to pull the cost of living down.
But the city is doing more than just presenting options for helping the public. It's becoming more energy efficient itself. City employees reduced energy usage by 14.2% last year, mostly by turning off computers, printers, and lights. That's a saving of $285,000 per year. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.